Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Nice to be back with you. Sorry for the past couple of weeks, but I took it easy after my little procedure. So
good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, we're back and going with normal. And one of the first things I noticed is you have a pretty big announcement to make about something that you're getting together with the Millerton Business Alliance.
I am. I am the co-chair with Bob of the Millerton Business Alliance, and my office kind of spearheaded this idea to hold a Millerton Food Festival. And so we've been in the throes of organizing that for the last couple of months. 2 weeks ago, I went before the village of Millerton and got tentative approval, pending some paperwork, of course. But we should be all set to go on September 18th, and it is a village-wide affair. So we're pretty excited, and we're starting to get the different pieces in place now that we have official permission. But, you know, everyone's pretty excited, and we're just trying to line things up.
Well, what's great about this, first of all, is you've got the date set up for basically a perfect weekend. You also have the ability to wind in with what you're doing with the merchants, things with the Harlan Valley Rail Trail, the old schoolhouse, and even the Northeast Community Center. I mean, it really is a thing that that benefits the town, benefits businesses, but also benefits the nonprofits that operate inside the village.
That's what Millerton's all about, and that's what we've worked very, hard and long for in the business community there. And, just look at, some of our longstanding businesses, like I think their two oldest are Oblong, Dick Herman's and Susanna, his daughter, as well as Joanne Scazza of Country Gardener Floors. They've been there over 30 years, and this is something they and so many other folks through the last years have strived for, to just make a community where hey, a rising tide floats all boats, and we're all in it together. And so that's what this festival is about. And we were just hoping to have, a big celebration.
I wonder how many people remember that Oblong used to be on the other side of the street.
I don't remember that.
But beautiful story. But anyway, if things work out well and I'm able to ambulate without much problem, we'll probably want to broadcast from that event as well. So if you like us to do that and my legs are all available, I guess we could do that as well.
We'd be delighted to have you. The more, the merrier. And you mentioned some of the things that are happening that day. And if you want me to run through a few more, I'd be happy to.
Absolutely, because I think this is something I think we're going to talk about at least every time we get together. Because we're coming out of a pandemic. And yes, there is the variant. But still, this is one of the things that brings us back to normal.
Yes. So the idea is to just celebrate, as much as we can. And so bringing everyone together, and under that air, we're going to ask all the merchants in and around Main Street to put out tables and chairs or benches so that folks can roam around town eating, doing whatever they'd like. Elaney and her crew at the Millerton Inn are going to have some sort of barbecue on the lawn, and she welcomed folks if they want to bring a blanket and kind of camp out on their lawn, because they have the beautiful lawn in front of their building. And we're trying to organize and get a food truck actually in her parking lot. And if we keep moving down the street from her, John and the folks at the NECC Farmers Market are going to try to do a great farmers market that day. And of course, the farmers market opens at 10, so that would kind of be the kickoff to the festival. Ollie and the crew at the Westerland Market are going to try to do something, but as I said, we're in the kind of planning stages of who's doing what. Eleanor 52 is going to do some sort of special that day, and a lot of the other restaurants in town and drinkeries, if we can call them that, like Irving and Harney, we're going to see if they would have a special or have something special going that day. And as you mentioned, the Irondale Schoolhouse is organizing a cookie decoration that day for the kids, as long as they have enough cookies. When it runs out, it runs out. The Harlan Valley Rail Trail has allowed us to invite Millerton Farms, who, usually just have their farm stands or are in their farms, to come and participate and set up on the rail trail. And so I'm organizing, inviting all of them right now. But additionally, the Harlan Valley Rail Trail asked if they could piggyback off the event and have a ceremony. As we know, the expansion north happened last year officially, and they did have a ribbon cutting, but they wanted to have a celebration for it, so they asked if they could participate, and we said of course. And one of the other things that's kind of pending that we're still trying to get paperwork for is to Svendale Brewing, which isn't open yet in town, but hopefully will in the next year, We're hoping to be able to have him have a beer tent in the corner of Main Street and 22 in the old Meadow 44 parking lot.
Sounds like a lot, and you know what's great about this, though, with the reestablishment of the movie house in Millerton as not only a movie theater, a multi-screen movie theater, but also an actual entertainment hub also in town. It's just a great way to go into the fall season.
I hope so, and if it goes well, we hope to have it be an annual event. And you know, right now we're a little late in the season to be getting some food trucks in, but we're still trying. And we got a commitment yesterday from Mama Lowe's. She's actually a Millertonian, and so she's going to come and set up for the event. And I'm talking to Celsa Fresca, who used to be in town.
I was going to say, if you want, I'll put a word in with my son, who's part of the management team at Sal's Fresca.
Oh, fantastic.
And my son, Mark Miles, and I think it would be great. I know people would welcome back to see that Salsa Fresca food truck if they could come be at that as well, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to them yesterday and just, giving them some of the details and because I didn't want to reach out to folks and commit to having, people come in if I didn't have the approval or tentative approval from the village. But now that we have that, we're all full force ahead.
Well, when I get off the air today, I'll put a call into him and say, come on, Mark, do this.
I appreciate it.
Well, it just sounds like we spent this whole session talking about it, but I think it's one of those events that has the potential to become a seasonal event and an event that not only benefits Millerton, but brings people into the area from all around.
It does, and I mean, there's so much in our area, as whether it's not, if you draw a semicircle out from, Millerton, we have, Red Pond, and from there, if you cross the border, Lakeville, Salisbury, go down to you, yeah. And Sharon, and, everything, not just the businesses, the community things, and the libraries, but, Sharon Playhouse, and so many of the outdoor things to do also.
Well, like I said, we will talk much more about this in the days and weeks ahead, but